This is lignite, one of the dirtiest forms of coal, mined from a 50 square kilometer hole that has swallowed dozens of villages and threatens another six in the coming years. The Garzweiler mine, providing power to the western, most industrialized part of Germany, lies in the same state where deadly floods struck last July, a result of extreme rainfall attributed to global warming.
I can't understand why Germany continues this policy. They say we will stop in 2038, but that is too late. It is unthinkable that in 2027, villages will have to disappear to mine coal that damages the climate.
Marita's family has been living in Kukum for generations, a nearly abandoned village now, since many residents have left due to plans to demolish their houses. RWE, the energy company, is expanding the mine because, according to the coal exit strategy, it can extract lignite for 17 more years.
Merkel has signed the Paris Agreement, but here we see that the climate goals are undermined. The mine should stop where it is now. Otherwise, Germany does not stay within the goal of 1.5 degrees temperature rise.
While Germany can rely more on renewable energy than other European countries, fossil fuels have recently made a comeback to prevent blackouts due to a shortage of wind and solar energy. To put pressure on politicians to speed up the energy transition, climate activists have set up camp in the village that is about to be demolished by the mining company.
These mines have become a symbol for Germany's struggle to move away from fossil fuels. To some, it shows that Angela Merkel should have done more to deserve her title as climate chancellor. But to others, this transition to green energy is going way too fast.
A nostalgic sound for former coal miners like Jürgen Jakobelt, who spent 33 years working underground until the last deep coal mine closed in 2018. It was the end of an industry that provided work for 500,000 people in the 1950s and helped to rebuild Germany after World War II. Jakobelt, who now guides tourists, thinks the industry he helped build closed too soon.
We don't want coal, we don't want lignite, we don't want nuclear energy, and with new forms of energy, we can't generate enough power for our economy. So what are we doing now? We are importing coal.
Climate chancellor or not, Angela Merkel leaves a mixed legacy looking at her policies to reduce emissions. Analysts say the next chancellor has no choice but to speed up the energy transition and try to fill Merkel's large shoes internationally.
Angela Merkel's start was also a modest start, so she emerged as a great leader over time. And the only thing what we can hope is that the future chancellor, whoever it be the future chancellor, is also a leader which will be respected.
Germans vote on Sunday which direction they want the country and its energy transition to go. But many agree the train moving away from the traditional coal industry has become unstoppable. Stab Fasen, Al Jazeera. Recklinghausen.